Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Maxine Newlands, who's a senior lecturer in political science at James Cook University in Townsville. Maxine Newlands, the Prime Minister will hold a party room meeting tomorrow. He's just confirmed that. What do you make of what he's had to say?
Well, I think, first of all, good afternoon. I think it's very interesting what he's saying. He's certainly shifting the argument, and he's putting more of the spotlight on the area around sort of Section 44 and making a few sort of point-scoring comments as well around previous prime ministers who have stayed in Parliament. So I do think that it's kind of steadied things a little bit, but we'll see what happens. It's been a very sort of to-and-fro day.
Indeed. Malcolm Turnbull says that he'll take legal advice on whether Peter Dutton is eligible to sit in Parliament. Do you think that that might take off some of the speed of the momentum of Peter Dutton's push for the Prime Minister's office?
It could do. I mean, it's the old political trick of trying to cause uncertainty in the general public or within the party, if you know something like that. It's the same with the citizenship debates that was going on. Once there's a little bit of a question mark over someone's validity, then people start asking further questions, looking further into detail. And so it just rocks the boat a little bit to create a little bit of a question mark in people's minds.
All of this leadership turmoil has been precipitated by the Longman by-election, particularly in Queensland, and the results that the coalition suffered there. What profile does Peter Dutton have in Queensland, and what are his electoral chances?
Well, I think particularly being of the more conservative of the Liberal Party, then his profile sits quite comfortably within Queensland voters, particularly in north and central Queensland, up towards far north Queensland. It's traditionally a Liberal national heartland apart from the Katter Party, and obviously we've recently seen Labour take the seat of Herbert. But I think most of the politics speaks to a lot of people that live within that region.
So can you tell me how would a Peter Dutton-led party play in Queensland versus Scott Morrison at the helm?
Well, Queensland are very proud of Queenslanders, so I think that would be one bonus. But also, I think it would play out in the fact that you would probably get more of a persuasion towards the Liberal Nationals, because he talks a very similar language to the minor parties, and that kind of gap, that sort of area where you've seen One Nation, Clive Palmer, and the smaller parties sort of tap into, I think Dutton potentially could sort of fill that uncertainty and bolster the Liberal Nationals in Queensland.
Exactly, because we've seen Bob Katter, as you say, One Nation, Clive Palmer, all make inroads in Queensland. And the belief is that Peter Dutton could draw back that support and bring it back to the coalition vote.
Yes, certainly. I mean, we've seen a rise of One Nation, particularly in Queensland, more as the protest vote as well, and particularly also for Palmer United. So those votes that are going to protest votes for the minor parties could then swing back under a Dutton premiership.
We heard a little bit just before we spoke to you on a moment ago from callers from Talkback on ABC Radio in Melbourne this morning. What sort of a chance is there that there will be a bit of a voter backlash about once again changing the riders in the horse race?
I certainly think it's going to cause a problem, because, again, it goes back to that what I said earlier. Once you've got this to-ing and fro-ing, you've got that uncertainty, then people look elsewhere. Or, as I say, they use their vote to make a protest vote for the sort of minor parties or the smaller parties. So I think it is going to, you know, we want a steady ship. With the job of a prime minister or any political party you vote in is to show leadership and it's to kind of get on with the job. And I know that was noted in Prime Minister's comments around the rest of the 25 million people that are watching. But that anything like this just questions and sort of makes people disengage with the political process.
Maxine Newlands, thanks very much for joining the world today.
Thank you.
That's Maxine Newlands, who's a senior lecturer in political science at James Cook University in Townsville.